It's a Saturday night. You're not feeling too bright, and your thoughts are all caught in a flurry. And you're lying in your bed when it enters your head that you couldn't half murder a curry. You toss and you turn and you try counting sheep, but it's no earthly use, you just can't get to sleep. For your mind's on one track and you can't get it back, and your brain swirls around like a slurry, and you can't get away from those rumblings that say that you couldn't half murder a curry. In the small hours of day, as the time slips away, and you're trying to forget all your worries. It's grossly unfair, but the feeling's still there that you couldn't half murder a curry. You dream of pakora and prawn vindaloo, and a beef biryani sufficient for two. It's the same the world over, in Dunblane and in Dover, in Alloa, Stirling and Surrey. It's not what you planned, but your stomach expands when you couldn't half murder a curry. It's a problem, it's true, but you know what to do. The solution's quite elementary. When you're inside, let's out one hell of a shout that you couldn't half murder a curry. Just turn on the lights and then throw on your clothes, for you've never yet seen that old carry-out closed. And if a policeman sneers, what are you doing here? And what seems to be all the hurry? Just tell him what's what, that your gut's in a knot, 'cause you couldn't half murder a curry. Now you've got your desire, but your stomach's on fire, and homeward, hot foot, you must scurry. You've an hour or two till the reckoning's due, and you couldn't half murder that damn curry.